It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
And running, we're going to be praying this morning, and our prayers are going to be very targeted and very prophetic. We're going to be, as you can see from our title, we're going to be using the weapon of mercy. I need you to understand, if you are born again and you are watching this, and a lot of the times when I do teach to believers, right? So if you're born again and you're watching this, understand that even when it comes to mercy, mercy for the believer is not supposed to be approached as though we are coming before the throne of God and we are pleading and we are begging and we are crying and we are petitioning Him to give mercy, and we're trying to persuade Him so that He will release mercy to us. As a matter of fact, the whole idea of coming to God as a believer, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that be irresponsible, but the idea of coming to God as a believer and you feel as though you need to persuade Him to show you mercy is to not understand that while you were yet in sin, Christ died for you, is to not understand that mercy has already been given, is to not understand that you live in a big house with a very wealthy father, and provision has already been made available to you in the house. And these provisions, including mercy, have already been placed there for your benefit. And so as a result of that, you do not need to take permission. You do not need to plead. You do not even need to ask Him to give you mercy. What the Bible says is that we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. There's a difference there. Hebrews, is that Hebrews 4? It says we come, or Hebrews 6, it says we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need. Now that's a big statement. He's saying we come and we obtain mercy. So it's like my son is thirsty. He's in my house. He's thirsty. He doesn't need to call me on the phone and say, Dad, if you will be so kind, if you will be so merciful to allow me drink some water, I will really appreciate it. I promise I will never offend you again. I will never do what upsets you again. If you will just this one last time give me some water to drink. If you heard my son do that, you will know that I am a wicked taskmaster. The same thing here. Now, many of us who come to God, and that's how we behave. We come to God and we act like Samson. Remember what Samson did? Samson said, one last time, give me strength and let me die with my enemies. Do you know what was happening with Samson there? The Lord had shown Samson mercy even before Samson asked for mercy. Because Samson didn't ask for his hair to grow back. But the Lord, the Bible actually says, after all Samson had done, after they had put chains in his hands, removed his eyes, made him a slave, and he was beginning to push and grind their mill, even though that was the case of Samson, the Bible says that his hair began to grow. Now you will say, well, I mean, what's the big deal? Why, if his hair is growing, so what? His hair began to grow, and God again, even without Samson asking, attached the restoration of his strength to the growth of his hair. And so his strength was restored even without him asking. But Samson had not forgiven himself. As much as the Lord had forgiven him, Samson had not forgiven himself, to the point that when Samson began to ask for restoration, when Samson asked for mercy, Samson did like many of us. Samson said, look, just one last time. Just, I promise this one last time to be the last time. Let me die with my enemies. We are not expected to do the same. The Lord has made mercy available to us as part of our package. The truth is, many feel that if we treat mercy like that, then we'll become irresponsible. We will not show a true sense of repentance. Then I need to ask, people that think like that, you need to query whether they are born again. Because an individual who consistently is shown love, and their response to love is to show bias, is to abuse it, is to ridicule it, You need to question the true state of that person's heart, if they are really born again. Because when true love is experienced, it begins to provoke you to want to bring out your best in return. Mercy has been made freely available to us. Mercy serves not just as an opportunity to receive pardon. It also serves as an instrument given to us for our defense, given to us for our offense. Because see, as long as mercy can be extracted from the word of God, and the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, it means mercy is, which the sword of the Spirit meaning, it's a weapon of offense. It means mercy can also be utilized as a weapon of offense. And many believers just extract the pardon aspect of mercy. Today, we move into for lack of a better phrase, we weaponize the mercy of God to our advantage. You see, when you have legislated that mercy speaks for you, even when a Pharaoh rises that does not know Joseph, I hope you understand the meaning of that phrase. When a Pharaoh rises in your space that does not know Joseph, that Pharaoh will still be unable to overcome you. Why? Because there is a legislation that is at work over your life, demanding that even when an enemy rises, even the enemy must be at peace with you, because mercy speaks for you. I want to read a scripture and then I will draw some thoughts from it. John chapter 5 verse 16. It says, and therefore, it's a story, and I will give you a breakdown of the story, but our emphasis is on verse 16. It says, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. In this verse, we see a man who had been sick for 38 years, and he got healed on the Sabbath, healed by Jesus on the Sabbath. And the Sabbath was a day where it shouldn't have happened, because the Jews considered that act an act of work, and the Sabbath was supposed to be void of work. But truly, they did not understand what God meant about the Sabbath. The healing of this man in their time broke protocols and challenged the established status quo. As I say this right now, I just sense the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says to tell you this morning that protocols are breaking, established red tapes, bottlenecks, and even policies and procedures are going to be set aside that you might find help, favor, and most importantly today, that you might find mercy. Mercy today is our protocol breaker. I don't know what you didn't qualify for, and maybe they were even right, but the protocol breaker is here. They said the opportunity is past, but mercy, the protocol breaker, is here. There is a prophetic unction right now. I speak over you and I declare, receive mercy, your protocol breaker, your game changer right now in the name of Jesus. They will wonder, and I say this over your life, people will wonder how you got it. They will wonder how it came about suddenly. They will say it's not possible. They will say it's not feasible, but you will say, mercy, my protocol breaker is right here, right now, speaking for me in the name of Jesus. Today, we declare and we appropriate the benefits of mercy. Right now, I want you to begin to thank God, because mercy speaks for you. Wherever you are, lift your voice and begin to thank him, because mercy, come on, mercy speaks for you. Come on, go there. Begin to thank him because mercy speaks. Father, we give you praise. Your mercy speaks for us. We thank you for how you have made mercy abundantly available to us, already available to us. We are grateful. Your love for us knows no end. Thus, your power towards us for deliverance, for healing, for restoration, for liftings, for peace knows no bounds. Mercy speaks for us because you have made it freely available. So we give you praise this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the abundance of your mercy. Thank you because the nature of mercy ensures that our deservability does not factor in the equation. Thank you for the better speakings of your blood that has brought mercy as our advantage. We give you praise. Mercy serves as our advantage. We bless your name, O God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Now look at James chapter 2, verse 13. He says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices over judgment." It says mercy rejoices over judgment. Listen to what I'm going to ask you to pray now based on this scripture. You are going to declare that every negative judgment passed against you and your family in the spirit or in the natural comes against the power of mercy, is overruled by the power of mercy. Let me say it again. That every negative judgment spoken against you and your family in the spirit or in the natural, it is overruled by the workings of divine mercy in the name of Jesus. I hope you understand the prayer point. Lift your voice, pray in the name of Jesus. So kopra gesa taya ladia, rosoto kopa kasuti kaya ledia. Mercy speaks. Mercy speaks. Mercy speaks. I speak concerning every area where judgment, negative judgment is at work, whether it's at their workplaces, whether it's coming from family, whether it's coming even from friends, in any way in their circle and in their circumstance, in the spirit and in the natural, where negative judgments are at work, I command mercy to speak. I command mercy to speak. I stand on this scripture and we invoke and declare that mercy triumphs over that judgment. Whatever license, whatever legislation, whatever right that judgment has had to operate and to function, whether again it's at their workplaces, whether it's in their relationships, whether it's concerning a matter in the spirit, where ordinances have been instituted to work against them, to work against us, we declare mercy triumphs over that judgment. Mercy triumphs over that judgment. Mercy triumphs over that judgment right now in the name of Jesus. If that judgment is already active, we say mercy overrules it. Mercy overrides it. Mercy sanctions it. We sanction it right now by the mercy of God. Hear the voice of God. We institute a sanction and we declare that judgment over us can no longer function in the name of Jesus. This is our testimony in Jesus' name. Now I want us to pray. Ephesians 2 verse 4. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he has loved us." For God, who is what? Rich in mercy. I want you now to lift your voice and declare that you experience the riches of mercy. Or you could even say the richness of mercy in every area of your life. You see, when mercy goes to work, when mercy goes to work, even in areas where the enemy can say, "But I am justified in this outcome over this individual," mercy will say no. And it will seem unfair, but we have legislation that assures us of it. We have legislation that guarantees us of this. I want us to declare that God, who is rich in mercy, that you experience the richness of his mercy right now in every area of your life. Come on, pray in the name of Jesus. You are rich in mercy, O God. You are rich in mercy towards us, O God. And so I prophesy and I declare, We experience the richness of your mercy. We experience the richness of your mercy right now. We experience, I speak it over everyone that is in prayer with me right now. You experience the richness of his mercy. That which has been operating against you, it is reversed and circumvented. For instead now, the full benefits of the mercy of God is manifest in your life, is manifest in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. The full benefits of the mercy of God manifest in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. The full benefits of the mercy of God manifest right now. Declare it. The richness of his mercy, the full benefits of the mercy of God, declare it manifest in that area of your life, in every area. We declare it right now. The richness, the full benefits of the of divine mercy manifest. I speak it into your life. It manifests in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now listen. I just showed you how in the time of Jesus, the healing of the man that was sick for 38 years was a breaking of protocol, because mercy is our protocol breaker. It means if the doctors have said that this is the only way this thing can occur, if the doctors have said that healing is impossible, when mercy shows up, it reverses it. Why? It is a protocol breaker. If there is a policy, if there is a process that is saying that certain benefits cannot be released into your hands, cannot be released into your space, mercy then can be introduced and it breaks the protocol. If they are saying that you are overqualified and maybe even underqualified, and this is a tricky one because what if you can't do the job? But maybe even underqualified, mercy, your protocol breaker, can be introduced into the situation and can speak for you. I want you to declare that mercy goes on your behalf and breaks protocol to your advantage. Pray it over your family. Pray it over the city of Zion. If you are not part of the church, the city of Zion, pray it over your churches. Declare that mercy goes forth as your protocol breaker to change the status quo. Pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever policy, whatever process, whatever procedure is working against my advancement, the advancement of my children, the advancement of my wife, I declare mercy, the protocol breaker, goes forth and speaks for us. I release mercy as our protocol breaker according to precedent in the word. Alter the process, make an exception, create room. Alter the process, make an exception, create room. I speak it over your life. I say the protocol breaker, that is mercy, makes an exception, makes room for you, makes room for you, it makes space for you, it creates an opportunity, it extends the time, it opens a window for you, a window that you are able to capitalize on. Mercy, your protocol breaker, speaks for you now in the name of Jesus. Mercy, the protocol breaker, alters process, alters policies, alters procedures, circumvents them, suspends them for a season, that doors will be open for us. Mercy speaks, concerning release of documentation. Mercy, the protocol breaker, goes into the space and begins to speak in the name of Jesus. Rita Bunda Pakados, Rika Geta Balebro Kosatagaya. We declare it so in the name of Jesus. Now look at this. It says in Lamentations 3, verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. Look at the time. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassions fail not. I want you to declare that every arrow launched against your life, launched against your destiny to consume you, declare that mercy circumvents it. Mercy intervenes against it. Mercy stands as your shield. Again, look at that scripture, Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Every arrow launched against you and yours to cause you to be consumed. Consumed means to experience destruction. Declare that mercy intervenes. Lift your voice, pray. We don't have much time left. Pray in the name of Jesus. Mercy intervenes for us. Mercy intervenes for us. Mercy intervenes for us in the name of Jesus. Every arrow to consume, every arrow to destroy, those that will have been sent, those already functional, I declare that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, and we come to the throne of grace now with boldness, and we obtain mercy, and we find grace. I speak on their behalf. We obtain mercy, and we find grace. That arrow to consume, that arrow to destroy, I say you lose your steam, your effectiveness is terminated, frustrated, you will no longer have effect. Why? For it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. The mercy of God speaks now. The mercy of God speaks now. We cannot be consumed by the mercies of God. We cannot be consumed. Every active consumption, every active destruction that is already functional, I reverse you in the name of Jesus. I reverse you in the name of Jesus. The Lord's mercies is against you in the name of Jesus. Repageto pragado, risakatekada, in the name of Jesus. Now look at these two scriptures. Very interesting, both of them saying the same thing. I'll give it to you now. Matthew 15:22. It says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. That's Matthew 15:22. Now look at Matthew 17:15. It says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. I want you, listen, in these two situations, the children, there was sickness. The first one says, grievously vexed. I want you now to declare, particularly if there is sickness in your space, it doesn't have to be with you, but there is sickness in your space, mercy is one of the instruments that demands that we operate in the healing virtue. It is because of the mercy of God that we can experience the healing of God. I want you to declare that the mercy of God heralds healing, healing in your space. Listen, if you are not even sick, declare this so that it stands as a legislation over your life. It just stands as a legislation such that if it is introduced because of this legislation, it already meets an embargo. Release mercy as your healing virtue now in the name of Jesus. So kopayela digaba, rika basoto kofateka legedia. Concerning sickness in my family, I pronounce an embargo by reason of the mercy of God. Even as the woman of Canaan and the man with the lunatic son invoke the mercy of God, and the sickness, irrespective of how grievous it was healed, the destruction was reversed. I declare mercy. Mercy stands as our embargo over sickness, over disease, over every arrow and institution of death. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of sickness fired against our families, fired against every citizen of Zion. Hear the voice of God. I release this as your embargo. I say mercy. Mercy pronounces and invokes their healing. For it is written, by his stripes they were healed. Therefore, the mercy of God has already purchased our healing. You cannot function. You will not function. You will not function. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of God speaks for us now. Pray in tongues. I'm seeing certain things. Just pray in tongues. The voices that have risen up against you, I silence now by the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus. That feeling of overwhelm and frustration is lifted off you now in the name of Jesus. That healing that you had received previously, and it looks like that thing is trying to come back, I say mercy speaks for you. I release mercy as an embargo. It cannot function in the name of Jesus. That person called Stephen that is worrying about their retirement plan. That what is their retirement plan? The Lord says to tell you, mercy speaks for you. Mercy speaks for you. The Lord says to tell someone, and I prophesy it, it is not too late. It is not too late. It is not too late. Men might say it is late, but the Lord overruns that, and the Lord overrules that, and says to you, it is not too late. Yakosa bayete vodo, rikabato pratika seteta tayeledea. Father, we give you praise. Mercy speaks. Mercy speaks. Kasoti alamas. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, there's this scripture that I want us to look at. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a moment. It says in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 8, it says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Meaning, mercy can be made available to a person, but you are holding on to a lie. I want you to pray now. This is why the Bible says that you should not forsake, that you should bind mercy and truth around your neck. Because the benefit of mercy is seen because you operate with the right revelation concerning mercy. For example, the Bible says we come with boldness to obtain mercy. But when you are dealing with mercy and you are in a pleading, begging state, you will struggle to see the workings of mercy. You see that thought saying, but I don't deserve it. None of us do. None of us did. None of us do. We deserve it because of Christ. Because of Christ, you will declare that in the name of Jesus, any lying vanity, any wrong belief attempting to stop you from taking and experiencing the full benefits of mercy, let the light of God shine forth. Let the revelation of God break forth and liberate you. Every lying vanity, every wrong belief attempting to stop you from experiencing the full benefits of mercy, let the light of God, the revelation of God, redeem you from this loss. In the name of Jesus, pray. La oso prokosa pate kataya la des. La kosata lisagadea. Mercy and truth adorns our hearts. Mercy and truth adorns our heart. We will not miss out on the possibilities of mercy due to wrong beliefs. In the name of Jesus, I declare it right now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.